With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 906 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. There you go. Good morning and welcome. Oh, your top story is the government is open. Yeah, yahoo. The other story, though, is issues with canceled flights continues. Will they get straightened out in time for Thanksgiving and the travel season ahead? Remains to be seen. They have their doubts. So plan accordingly, my friends. In the meantime, though, the mayor of Newberry is in the house, Tim Martin. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Oh, good morning. It has been a spectacular week in Newberry.
It sure sounds like it. Tell me about this $66 million deal you guys just got done.
Oh, this has been spectacular. It has been about 6 months in the works, or maybe a little bit longer. But Harvest Singularity is going to headquarter out of Newberry, Florida. They have a business that produces leafy greens, arugula, all kinds of great stuff in approximately 325,000 square foot greenhouse, all hydroponic, nutrient water solutions, very low impact on energy, climate, all that green stuff that a lot of people talk about. Well, Newberry is actually making it happen.
Yeah, and in a way that totally makes sense. Sounds like it's going to be a super efficient way to grow really clean stuff. You're not going to have to use insecticides and stuff. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. Since it's all contained within the warehouse, all that is a controlled environment. Most of, and if you listen to Charles for just a couple minutes, he'll tell you most of the produce comes out of either Yuma County in Arizona or Salinas County in California. It takes multiple days to get over here to us over in the East Coast. He's going to fill that gap. They're not going to spend 3 days on a truck. You don't have to triple wash it because you don't have pesticides and herbicides to get off of any of the produce. And he'll be able to service all of the Southeast out of what will eventually be a full build out of about 10 of these greenhouses across Florida. We're going to have two of them ultimately in Newberry, and he's going to headquarter his whole operation out of our little neck of the woods.
Wow. And it sounds like, I mean, there's no real, I mean, the growing season is what they decided is, so that they can just keep growing and growing, producing much more than you could say in your average farmland, right?
For sure. He'll have multiple X growing cycles per year. Which will bring down the cost of the produce. Since we don't have the carbon footprint of the trucks running across the country, that brings down costs. So it'll be an organic product that will hopefully be right at cost of all of this other stuff. So you'll be able to have the advantage of having that good food for you and your family without all the other stuff going on. But I think he was projecting potentially – I think it was 12 to 14 extra harvests a year. So we're talking very quick life cycle because they're going to be able to grow 24 hours a day. It does have light, but all the water is recycled. He's going to capture any rainwater. So we're not really even going to be pulling much out of the ground. It's like win-win. Keep saying win.
Going to use a lot of cutting-edge technology via AI and robotics. So you're not going to have quite the workforce you would normally need. However, it's still going to create like 50 new jobs, and these are decent-paying jobs.
Yes. Apparently, the average, let's call it the ag worker, is running about $56,000 a year. He thinks he's going to nearly double that at probably close to 90. I think he's published 91,000 average. So there'll be more. Some that'll be over, some that'll be under. But the robotic technology, the HVAC systems, couple that with our partners at the UF IFAS and their AI technology and the growth there. The UF IFAS is just on the cutting edge of anything agriculture. Dr. Engel over there at the University of Florida wants to create basically the Silicon Valley of agriculture right here in our backyard.
Wow.
I believe in it. I want to be a part of it. And this is just one really big step.
Well, when you're dealing with nature, I mean, you're dealing with an incredible amount of variables. Basically, what you're doing is taking away the variables and bringing in super precise on everything from, you know, sunlight to the amounts of water to nutrients. I mean, and it's all measured out for optimum growing, optimum nutrition, I would think.
It is. And this is not really new technology either. The Netherlands, number two producer in the world of food and exporter of food. So this is a technology that he has worked with over there. He's worked with it in Dubai. He spent some time in Spain. He's originally from New Jersey, believe it or not. And this is something that he just sees as a huge opportunity. So he's bringing it over here. And going to deploy it right in Newberry in our beautiful new ag tech park that we've been working on. You know, numbers wise, this is going back 10 years. We partnered with the county in 2018 for the equestrian center, 2021 for UF IFAS to be relocated over there. We have put about $2.7 million into the project, but with a return of 66, I say that's pretty good ROI.
It is. And and really, kudos again to UF and IFAS. I mean, we've already got one of the top ag schools in the nation. And it looks like that with this cutting-edge technology, I mean, it sounds like the sky's the limit between development now with AI and the robotics and these things. Like you said, you know, they've already got this down pat in many places. So, I mean, really, it's exciting for Newberry.
The ag community... I've come to realize it just encapsulates everything across almost every industry. Whether you're building a website for an ag company, you're doing filming for an ag company's social media, down to software, mechanical, HVAC, advertising. I mean, there's everything in agriculture. Everything you can think of.
Is there any strings attached to this that, you know, isn't obvious that you're like, well, you know, we have to follow through with X, Y, or Z?
Not really. I mean, the landowner is the developer. So this isn't really even a public partner, public-private partnership. It's really us setting the table and getting out of the way and letting private business do what private business does. So we have really literally set the table, and they're going to run with it from here.
I like how you said that, set the table, and we're talking about food and
like
bringing
that,
the food straight to your table. So it all
$90,000, the greens are looking really good. I'm just saying.
You know, I know you got to be proud. The mayor of Newberry, Tim Martin, and we're going to ask Tim if can you hang for another segment, and we'll get your input on this school board issue. Tina Certain, I know you were at the meeting. That the state was a part of. Maybe you can share some of your insights with us next. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that goes on without that you don't see on the cameras.
And, right,
yeah,
that's what I figured.
I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, we'd love to hear about it. So stick around, my friends. Tim Martin, Mayor of Newberry, is coming up next again. It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday, thank goodness. And sticking around for segment number 2, Newberry Mayor Tim Marden, wearing a couple of hats today, actually, told us about a brand new business project. Things are going on in Newberry. It's going to bring $66 million in a hydroponic project. It's very exciting. If you missed it, you can catch up on it with a podcast. But also, the Fall Festival is tomorrow in the city of Newberry. And to kind of kick things off from 10 till noon, you've got an open house at City Hall. What's that all about?
We have a brand new City Hall that we've been working on and going to do the official ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. on the 24th. Transition right into our very first ever meeting, commission meeting in that building. But we're going to open it to the public for a couple of hours tomorrow. So if folks want to stop by, it's about 95% done. I think we still need to put some switch plates on. But otherwise, going to have a lot of people in town. Might as well open up the doors and give them a sneak peek.
Show
of
it off.
This big investment. It's about, I think it's an 8,000 square foot building. We've got about $8.9 million into it. Even designed it to be expandable for future use.
That's smart.
But it's kind of a 50-year design. We're real proud of it. A local company, Scorpio Construction, put that together for us, and we're real proud to have been able to do that and bring that online for our community. It's spectacular.
Wow. Okay. Well, next time I'm in Newberry, I might have to poke my head in there, but officially open later on in the month. But for open house tomorrow, 10 to noon, right?
Yes, sir.
And also, and I know you're involved in so many different things in the community, and we appreciate that. The school board of Alachua County, the vice chair, Tina Certain, not news to anybody. She's been kind of on the hot seat, put some stuff on Facebook. It was her personal Facebook page, but she's supposed to represent, you know, the school board. And you were at a meeting just the other day. Tell us what your take was about this.
Well, I thought it was a terrible performance by Tina. She did herself no favor. She could have went in there and sort of just kind of ate a little crow, apologized, But she decided that she was going to double down, and the school board saw right through that. There were some very, very testy exchanges. And I tell you, being in the room is a whole lot different than watching it on a live stream. You see so much more. And you looking at the body language, et cetera, is really, really, really telling.
I mean, with a school district, like many others, that, you know, suffers with a low-performing, you know, lowest quartile, trying to get those folks educated and what have you, to refer to somebody who has made it to the national stage, who has put together Turning Point USA, and really answers questions and has a great dialogue and debate with people who have differing opinions, and he had always done a great job of that. Why would you, of all the things you want to call somebody, an uneducated white boy, did she ever address that directly?
She really just said, it's my personal opinion. I effectively don't care what you have to say. I'm protected by First Amendment. And that was never the argument, Bob. The right and protection of First Amendment does apply to everybody, but you are not free of the consequences of what you say. And she completely skirted the issue, tried to deflect, and really, really, I think she sees herself as just this civil rights champion. And I really think she's really just kind of a civil rights opportunist, in my opinion, and really trying to use this to give herself maybe potentially a bigger platform or something like that. But gosh, yesterday was just a train wreck.
Well, if you were truly looking out for people's civil rights, the last thing you would do is say things that are tinged with racism, which clearly, when you identify the color of someone's skin, that's the antithesis of what Martin Luther King preached. Let's judge each other by the content of character, not by the color of skin. But she identified Charlie Kirk as a white boy, and knowing the slur attached to boy as well. And you would think somebody of color would be super sensitive about the term boy.
Right, and that's where I think she's just an opportunist, really, more than anything. But yeah, how can I judge somebody by the content of their character if all you want to do is remind me of the color of their skin?
And you don't really know the content of their character, because I doubt that she ever heard any of his words firsthand.
Well, playing victim card is not going to work with me, and I don't think it works with the majority of people. And that's really what she wanted to do yesterday. But, I mean, you're talking about she's a very smart lady. She's an accountant. My goodness, she's been elected multiple times in this county as a school board member. Her husband's just as successful, and it just doesn't play out.
No, it doesn't. And the other thing is she wants to make this kind of a look. This was my personal Facebook, and you're attacking me, and doesn't have anything to do with my job, theoretically, right? But yet, it is her job that is providing her for an attorney and paying for it, correct?
Yeah, that was very, very telling. I can't remember the name of the school board member that asked her. It was really right at the very end of her quote-unquote kind of like a testimony, really. And she said, who's paying for this? And she said, oh, well, the district is. So she's there trying to claim personal privilege, mm-hmm. yet has the district
wow.
and us, our pockets, paying for this. That on top of the sunshine violation between her and Chair Sarah Rockwell, there is more to come here. And I suspect, based on the tone and tenor, this is getting to the governor's desk very soon. And I don't think that Tina Certain will be in that position very much longer.
Well, apparently her attorney, crafted a letter, and in it cited all these things about, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but left out any and all reference to like a code of conduct, that the expectations of behavior if you are a school board member, and you know, that code of conduct seems to be pretty clear, dealing with exactly the kinds of things that she said. She would be in violation of that code of conduct, it would appear to me.
Oh, yeah, you and everybody else. That's blatantly obvious. The attorney's letter, you know, was talking about, well, there hasn't been any protest. There hasn't been any problem. So I don't see, you know, look the other way. There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. But, you know, I'm thinking, then why are we here? Why are we in this meeting? Why are we having these conversations if there is nothing to see? And even the letter said, you know, anybody who is trying to attack Tina needs to just be dismissed. And even said something about a heckler's veto. The court doesn't care. The law doesn't care about the heckler's veto.
Yeah,
which, come on. give me a break.
I mean, if you don't understand the terms of a code of conduct, I wouldn't go around calling other people uneducated. But maybe that's just me. Because after all, I am an uneducated white boy.
Yes, you are.
Certainly, compared to Charlie Kirk, I would be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think many of us are probably in the uneducated compared to him. Yes. Boy, I know he self-described as self-educated, didactic. And, I mean, you just listen to him for 2 minutes, you can tell the guy is a savant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe Tina could learn something from that. If you teach kids to read proficiently, you've opened up the world to them.
Well, that's another thing. You know, keep an eye on what you're really there for.
You think, like focus, priorities, things like that?
You know.
Outcomes? Come on.
To us, maybe, yes.
Tim Martin, Mayor of Newberry, appreciate it, my friend. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. More to come 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning. I mean, great morning. It's going to be awesome. It already is because it's Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:35. Top story, government's open. Still a lot of issues with canceled flights. It's going to be a problem if you're planning on flying Thanksgiving around that time. You're going to have to check, double check, and just know that the system probably will not be back intact. Perfected by then, and even under the best of circumstances these days, there's no such thing that even comes close to what we call perfection.
Not so much, no.
Really, no, and really good luck to everybody, and it's going to be tough. Look, if you're on the roads, that's a very busy season. It's very hectic, and just try to relax. You'll get through it. You'll get through it, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
People are not going to be staying in your house forever. Mm-hmm. Short period of time. Mm-hmm. Get through it. Mm-hmm. A little prayer, meditation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm working on it.
It's coming soon.
I'm working on it. Let me build up to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, We haven't heard from her in a while. At least we haven't presented her kookiness, her craziness. Yeah, we're talking about Crazy Crockett, queen of the lefty frontier.
She's something else, as they would say, in the nicest way possible. She is just something else.
Well, and look, she thinks that she's considering running for Senate. You know, she's a congresswoman from Texas.
Yeah.
She's the one that is highly educated, but really plays a role. Her shtick is to act like she is dumb.
Right. From the hood. She pulls off the
street,
hood.
Street, yeah.
Yeah, street.
She's street.
Street cred.
She ain't street.
Yeah.
Ain't no street in her.
No.
No, she's smart, but that's her, I guess that's her shtick.
Yeah.
I saw her speak, though, recently. She was laying off that just a little bit.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're going to move on to the Senate, maybe you got to start looking smart.
That's exactly right. Those are supposed to be the, you know, wise seasoned veterans that, you know, will give careful consideration. The House is the idea place where there's no bad ideas. And, you know, we'll come up with something out of this body, you know, fresh ideas and things like that. And then the Senate's supposed to be a little bit more, okay, let's take a look at this. Let's see what we got here. That's the idea behind it anyway.
Right.
But Crazy Crockett said, yes, she is considering a Senate run because she believes that she could expand the electorate in Texas. Now, does that mean she wants to be baby mama and expand the electorate that way? voters?
I don't know.
Yeah. She said, I'm absolutely thinking about running for Senate. I'm hoping to have an answer within my inner circle, probably within the next week or so. But I will tell you this. I completely understand those that are disappointed. I will tell you that on November 4th, we won in places that we weren't supposed to win, whether we're looking at Georgia or whether we're looking at Mississippi or whether we're looking at different parts of Virginia, where now we're going to end up having a super majority. She said, I will also tell you that we have a poll that is currently in the field that went into the field yesterday. I'm waiting on those results. It's the first and only poll that I've put out to be able to kind of understand where I really am. I don't want to rely just solely on third-party polls. She said, so basically, the interviewer said, you're polling yourself to try to make a decision about what you should do. She said, yes, I'm polling to determine whether or not I can expand the electorate. And I believe that I can. But if I can't, I can tell you for sure, 100%, that I will not run. In other words, I guess, can a Democrat win in a Senate race in Texas?
Right.
If you looked at demographics and the way they were trending just a few years ago, I would say, unfortunately, I'd have to say that it was starting to, there was shades of blue coming into Texas.
You're right.
That trend seems to have reversed at least somewhat for some period of time. We don't know if that's going to hold. I think that a lot will probably be about not just the economy, because I don't see how you can argue with the economy and Trump doing a good job, especially based on what he was given, what he was handed off. And I think, you know, he's come a long way. But the idea that this term that's thrown out there is a little bit more difficult to wrap your head around, and that is the idea of affordability.
That's the word.
When you look at the big picture, you know, what would it be like macroeconomics? You know, we're in a pretty good situation here in America, and wages are slowly trending up. Inflation's trending down. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. The stock market, other than, you know, a bad day they had yesterday, has been trending upward in record territory over a couple of times.
Gas prices down. The president's working on coffee prices, banana prices. I mean, you know.
He said that, I think he said in the next few months, we should be producing, you know, gas and oil products probably to maybe the greatest amount ever. I don't know if you'd heard that one. That's what he said. I mean, the greatest amount historically.
Ever. There you go.
So,
gotta love
there's
it.
That. Yeah. But affordability, I mean, it's real when people go, yeah, how are we ever going to have enough to put down on a house?
Right.
If you're paying, you know, if you're a couple paying $1,400 a month for rent and you've got a car payment, Well,
and that's how Mom Donnie pulled off, to a great extent, the win, tapping into the young folks who don't have the finances to get what they want right now, and you offer a whole bunch of free stuff, you can get some votes.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, that's an old one. You'd think by now people have kind of caught on to that promises thing. I mean, I'm still mad at, Dana Sullivan, and she promised... free pizza Fridays in sixth grade as the running for class president, and
she did not follow
she
through.
She won, and I voted, campaigned for her, and and she never did deliver that free pizza Friday thing. It just never came through.
Wow. And so she's a politician young.
Well, but I learned my political lessons young as well.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
I do. Don't believe everything you get promised, and free isn't always free.
Bingo.
Okay.
Now, they did have bingo on Fridays. But that's,
well, you know.
That was down at the church. That's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like a little gambling.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a beer, gamble a little bit.
Yeah, at least you hope it's honest, at least. It's honest gambling. Not like today where pitchers are in cahoots with people going, well, I'm going to throw a ball and a strike. And
you're already making $20 million.
Oh,
come on.
Gosh.
Really? Really, people? What are you thinking?
A new statewide survey conducted shows the 2026 New York gubernatorial race between Republican Elise Stefanik and incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul effectively tied.
Interesting.
That is big.
That is huge, as someone would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Hochul, I don't know that she was ever vastly popular that I can determine.
Right.
But now, and it's the reason I think this is an interesting poll is because, well, you saw Mom Donnie, I mean, a socialist, he wins New York.
Wow.
And, we saw what happened in, Virginia?
Yes.
And so you would think, okay, maybe the Republicans really are going to have an uphill fight at the midterms.
Well,
maybe there's really going to be...
Ironically, the Democrats are, because it's a bunch of socialists that are running and winning.
But they're winning!
That's
the frightening thing.
That is the scary part.
Well, they've got their strongholds, but, look, if you're a Democrat voter, you have to kind of be reminded that, look, that's the future of your party, and in many cases, it's the present of your party. And it's, I mean, there's no Joe Manchins in a Democrat party. Let's put it to you that way.
Yeah.
So anyway, they in this poll effectively tied. Apparently, voters have a growing dissatisfaction with the current administration's performances. Wait till Mom Donnie talks her into allowing taxes to get all jacked up. Wait till then. Because I have a feeling that he is going to attempt to do things, whether or not he has the blessing of fellow Democrats or not. And I think they don't realize that. A lot of them gave him an endorsement. Some held off on that. But they think they're going to be palsy-walsy. We'll see.
You got Bernie out there spreading the Mom Donnie message. I mean, he's got to be loving it as a socialist.
Yes and no. The downside is he is getting so aged, he's becoming somewhat irrelevant. Because Mom Donnie, it was like his exuberance and his youth and his big smile and all that that helped to push him over the top. See, because that's how you sell socialism.
Yeah.
You got to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And you come out and you're all happy and you make all these promises. I mean, look, you think when Castro was taking over, he goes, you just wait till I'm in power, man. I'm going to make your life a living hell. And they're like, well, I don't think I'm going to support that guy.
Right.
That's why they don't do that. They lie and they go, we're going to make your life the best it ever was. Let's blame the rich. Yeah, it's the rich people's fault. Yeah. And then they take power and they realize, they go, all right, well, you've driven away all the wealth. So now who are you going to blame for your problems? Because the rich people are gone. And they were the only ones that were going to help pay for your socialism. Ruh-roh. All right. So, I don't know. Hopefully, I caught you up on a bunch of the things that are happening today. Haven't gotten a report on Senator Fetterman lately, how he's doing, but he did take a fall. They put him in the hospital for a precaution. He's got some sort of ventricular fibrillation. bottom part of the heart chamber, whatever, not pumping rhythmically and constantly, I guess, like it's supposed to. Those are one of the things they were looking at. So we hope and pray for the best for him, for the senator. One of the rare, you know, almost normal ones.
Yeah. Well, amazingly so.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's your turn. Do you have anything that you think you're blessed with, that you think you're fortunate? Why don't you give it a shout out? We call it Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, next on 97.3 The Sky. A beautiful, gorgeous day. So much to smile about. It is that time. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Looking for you to call in with upbeat, positive thoughts that'll bring a smile to your face or ours. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Horse Sense, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, men. Again, Bob, what makes me smile is I own 25% of a racehorse, and that horse is running this Sunday down to Gulfstream Park, and I named him after my grandson, my youngest grandson. So I texted my son, the father of my grandson, this morning that this horse, Miles, his name is Miles, is running Sunday, and he gets back to me and says, "Are you going to the race?" And I said, "Yeah, we're leaving today. Actually, we're heading to South Florida this afternoon." And he says, "Wow, that's great." So he called me, and he said he's going to fly into Fort Lauderdale today, and he's going on this fancy fishing boat to go fishing tomorrow, and he's going to try to meet us at the racetrack on Sunday.
Aw, that makes me smile. Rita, what's making you smile?
Well, that guy's call made me smile. That was such a sweet story. I love it. And I'm also calling because we have 30 people coming in for Thanksgiving, but not at our house. So that's that's helpful. To my sister's house in St. Augustine, and everyone is going to bring everything. So that's making me smile today.
Love it. All right. And coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A bombshell audit from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reveals that California, under the direction of Governor Gavin Newsom, illegally issued thousands of CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, to dangerous foreign truck drivers. Wow, they're now being revoked. I guess that's the good news. The California Department of Motor Vehicles, they admitted to illegally issuing 17,000 CDLs to foreign truck drivers. Yep, they admitted it. They messed up. And that is your smoking gun, which, by the way, is better than a smoking wreck. Yep, the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. For Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya. Enjoy it.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.